the dawn of creation, when the first light broke the veil of darkness and the divine breath breathed life into the dust of the earth, a garden of unimaginable beauty was born. Eden. There, Adam and Eve, forged in the image of the Eternal, walked in perfect communion with their Creator. However, in a fatal turn, harmony was shattered under the weight of betrayal. Disobedience marked the beginning of exile, not only from an earthly paradise, but from the heart of innocence itself. This epic tale immerses us in the story of Cain and Abel, sons of the first couple, heirs to a legacy stained by sin, destined to live in a fractured world. Their story, eternal and resonant, confronts us with the depths of brotherhood, sacrifice, and the unavoidable consequences of our actions. The story begins at the twilight of creation, where the shadows of a lost paradise still loomed over humanity. Adam and Eve welcomed into their midst the light of a new hope. The birth of Cain, followed by that of Abel, marked not only the beginning of the Adams family, but also the start of an era where man would begin to decipher the deep mystery of coexistence with his neighbor and the divine. Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. This moment of joy reflects the perpetual presence of divine grace, even in the midst of the gloom of the fall. Later, she had another son, Abel. Genesis chapter 4, verse 2. In these words lies the subtle suggestion that, from our beginnings, life is a fabric of relationships, each thread intertwined with another, each existence marked by the influence of its companion. Cain and Abel, brothers by blood, different in destiny, become the mirror through which we contemplate the duality of our nature, the capacity for fraternal love and rivalry, generosity and envy. This story invites us to reflect on our own relationships, especially the closest ones. It teaches us that every life that comes into the world carries with it a divine promise and a challenge. To find in our heart the ability to view the other not as an adversary, but as a companion on this earthly journey. The story of Cain and Abel, which begins with the simple announcement of their birth, unfolds as a call to cultivate understanding, forgiveness, and unconditional love, elements without which true peace and harmony remain elusive. In reflecting on these early steps of humanity, we can find the keys to rebuilding our own relationships on a foundation of mutual respect and genuine care. In the unfolding of human existence, each individual finds their path in the reflection of their actions and decisions, a truth which is manifested in Cain and Abel's choice of occupations. Abel kept sheep, and Cain tilled the ground. Genesis chapter 4, verse 2b. This divergence in their labor is not merely a career choice, but a mirror of their souls and how they relate to the world and the Creator. Cain, the farmer, immerses himself in the art of cultivating the land, an act that symbolizes transformation and growth. His work requires patience, foresight, and a deep connection with the cycle of seasons. In every seed planted, Cain embraces the promise of future harvests, an act of faith in the natural process and divine provision. On the other hand, Abel opts for shepherdship, a vocation that represents guidance and care. As a shepherd, Abel becomes a protector and servant of his sheep, teaching through his daily labor the importance of responsibility towards living beings that depend on us. His occupation is a constant reminder of the necessity of empathy and understanding for those in our charge. The choice of these work by the brothers symbolizes two fundamental aspects of the human experience: creation and care, sowing and protection. Through their work, Cain and Abel express their relationship with the land and life, a reflection of their spirituality and their understanding of the divine mandate to cultivate and guard the creation. This story invites us to consider how our own occupations and daily actions reflect our deepest values and our connection with the divine. It teaches us that regardless of the nature of our work, there is an inherent opportunity to infuse each act with meaning, to nurture and protect, to transform and serve. In the diversity of our labor lies the unity of our purpose, to live in a way that honors creation and the Creator. In the act of offering to God what has been cultivated and cared for, Cain and Abel reveal more than their devotion. They uncover the heart of their relationship with the divine and with each other. After some time, Cain offered the Lord an offering of the fruits of the earth. On his part, Abel offered him the firstborn of his flock, choosing for this the fattest specimens. The Lord looked favorably upon Abel and his offering. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. In these actions, there is a deep lesson about the authenticity and intention underlying our acts of faith. The difference in the acceptance of their offerings does not lie in the nature of what is offered, but in the quality and intention of their hearts when presenting them. Abel chooses the best of his flock, a sign of his total and sincere dedication to God, reflecting a deep understanding of what it means to honor and thank the Creator. His offering, made with integrity and sacrifice, is received favorably. This episode invites us to reflect on how we approach the sacred in our own lives. It's not so much the outward act of giving, but the inward disposition with which we do what defines true worship. In each offering, whether of our time, resources, or talents, lies the opportunity to express our gratitude and acknowledgement for the blessings received. Thus, the story of Cain and Abel teaches us that the essence of our relationship with the divine lies in the authenticity of our offering. It challenges us to examine the purity of our intentions and to seek communion with God that is founded on respect, sincerity, and genuine love. In the practice of our faith, the quality of our heart is what truly counts. At the heart of our story, we find a moment of deep human introspection. But he did not look with favor on Cain and his offering. This angered Cain greatly, and his face fell. Genesis chapter 4, verse 5. Here, Cain's reaction to divine rejection not only reveals his vulnerability, but also confronts us with the universality of our own responses to disappointment and rejection. The envy and anger that overtake Cain are emotions that, while disturbing, are inherently human, reflecting a deep longing for approval and recognition. Why are you so angry, and why has your face fallen? Genesis chapter 4, verse 6. This divine question is not merely rhetorical. It is an invitation to reflection and self-examination. God challenges Cain, not only to confront him with his anger, but to offer him the opportunity to understand and transform his emotions. This dialogue reminds us that in the face of adversities and disappointments, we have the option to look within ourselves, identify the root of our feelings, and choose a path that leads us toward growth and spiritual maturity. The story of Cain teaches us that rejection and frustration are inevitable elements of the human experience. However, beyond the immediacy of our emotional reactions, there is the possibility of finding wisdom and strength, introspection. It invites us to ask ourselves, how can we transform our feelings of envy and anger into opportunities for personal growth? How can we respond to disappointments in a way that brings us closer to our essence and to others instead of distancing us? In the confrontation of our darkest emotions and in the search for answers to these questions, we find the true essence of wisdom and compassion, both for ourselves and for others. In the silence of a field that bore witness, humanity faced one of its darkest moments, a moment where the fraternal bond was torn under the weight of envy and resentment. While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. This act was not merely the end of a life, but the birth of a deep abyss in the human heart, marking the first fratricide in human history, this tragedy confronts us with the reality of the irreparable damage that anger and envy can cause when left unchecked. Abel's murder by Cain is a mirror of the dark abysses that can lie in the human soul, a warning about the consequences of allowing our worst impulses to rule our actions. The story of Cain and Abel teaches us about the importance of inner vigilance, of recognizing and managing our negative feelings before they manifest in irreversible actions. It reminds us that every act of violence begins in the heart, and that peace, therefore, must be cultivated from within. In reflecting on this primal act of violence, we find an eternal call to reconciliation, forgiveness, and above all, to fraternal love that must prevail over the deepest divisions. In the silence following Cain's darkest act, God's voice resounds, not only as an echo of justice, but as a call to conscience. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. This divine question, more than seeking a confession, aims to awaken in Cain an awareness of his fraternal responsibility, a truth he evades in his response. The divine confrontation does not stop at Cain's denial. And the Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground." Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. This is a moment that transcends time and space, where the crime against Abel becomes a crime against creation itself, an act whose resonance tears through the silence of the universe. This interaction teaches us about the depth of our actions and their repercussions. Each act of violence, of indifference, resonates beyond its immediate victims, crying out for justice before a divine presence that hears even the lament of the unspoken. It reminds us that we are indeed keepers of one another, called to protect, to care for, and to answer for the lives that intertwine with ours. In God's question and in Abel's lament, there is a perpetual invitation to live consciously, recognizing the sacredness of each being and the interconnection that defines us. The story of Cain after the murder of his brother Abel becomes a profound reflection on the consequences of our actions and divine mercy. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it will no longer yield to its strength. You will be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. Genesis chapter 4, verse 11 to 12. These words not only pronounce Cain's punishment, but also reveal a universal truth about the reciprocity of our actions and the responsibility we carry for the earth we inhabit. The punishment imposed on Cain is severe, a life of wandering and of unfruitful labor. Origins. Our actions, guided by envy and hatred, can lead us to a state of disconnection and loneliness. However, in this bleak landscape, a ray of divine mercy emerges. But the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. This mark represents God's protection, even in the midst of justice, a reminder that, despite our shortcomings, we are not abandoned to our fate. This moment teaches about the importance of repentance and the possibility of redemption. Although we face the consequences of our actions, divine compassion offers us protection and the opportunity to find a new path, emphasizing that punishment does not have the final say, but hope for mercy does. Cain's life after exile is a reflection on resilience and the human capacity to find a new beginning even after a fall. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Genesis chapter 4, verse 16. This move towards the land of Nod, whose name evokes the notion of wandering, symbolizes not only a physical exile, but also a spiritual one. Despite being distanced from the divine, Cain embarks on a path of personal redemption through the creation of a new life and community. Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. And Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son, Enoch. Genesis chapter 4, verse 17. The founding of a city and naming it in honor of his son, Enoch, reflect a deep desire by Cain to establish a legacy and identity beyond his past, marked by error. This act of building, of creating something enduring, is an expression of hope and the pursuit of a purpose beyond punishment and loneliness. The story of Cain teaches us that, regardless of past mistakes and the distances that separate us from our essence of the divine, there is always room for transformation and redemption. The ability to start over, to build on the ruins of our mistakes, is a powerful declaration of the resilience and redemption inherent in the human condition. The story of Cain and Abel, beyond being a tale of fraternal rivalry, invites us to delve into the essence of our offerings and attitudes toward the divine and the moral. By faith, Abel offered to God a sacrifice more excellent than Cain's. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, teaches us about the importance of the spiritual quality of our actions. The genuine faith of Abel and his acceptable sacrifice before God highlight the value of sincerity and integrity in our relationship with the sacred. His offering, made from the heart and with faith, becomes an eternal testament of justice that transcends his own life. On the other hand, the admonition of "do not be like Cain," 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, confronts us with the consequences of envy and immoral acts. The story warns us about the danger of allowing negative feelings to drive our actions, leading us to harm those we should protect and love. Cain, by acting under the influence of evil, becomes a warning symbol for all of us about the depths to which we can fall when our works are devoid of love and justice. This biblical story, rich in teachings, underscores the need to live with faith, act with justice, and maintain the purity of our intentions. It reminds us that our actions and offerings should be born from a pure heart and solid faith, key elements to cultivate an authentic relationship with God and our neighbor. Discover more biblical stories full of wisdom and vital lessons on our channel. Subscribe to discover stories that illuminate the path to a life of meaning and purpose. Thank you for making it this far. Until next time.